News Radio.
World records. An 8-year-old coon hound named Harbor. His left ear is 12.25 inches long, 13.5 inches on the right, so it's the longest-eared dog in the world. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. September the 6th, 7:05 in the morning, the day after Labor Day. And the ones that were joining us yesterday, that we labored early and got out of here, reasonable time. But Labor Day, small businesses mean you labor. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And, of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the chat room's already filled up. Good morning. Son, welcome home. that's single. Welcome home. Glad you're back. Angel, Indy, there's just a whole bunch of people in there. I just can't see them all right here.
And what can we say about electronics?
Sometimes our life would be funky. Our life would be so much easier without them in many ways. Of course, we're saying this over a digital radio program. But speaking of digital... Bad Bob.
Hi, he said in his redneck accent. Lose a vowel good here and there.
I went and saw a Southern show yesterday. Went and saw a movie yesterday afternoon. That was our half day off. And I started drawling again, talking that Southern.
First thing he says, this is a chick flick. And then it's a movie that's sold out.
Is it a fried green tomatoes thing?
It was a sold out movie, and there was probably,
except for the
let's
first
just say there was like 400 people in there, of which 10% maybe were guys.
No, there was an end up being a lot of couples at the end.
Wait. One of the essential ingredients of a chick flick is some character in the movie has to die of a horrible disease. You know, that's a staple of chick flicks.
Okay, then it wasn't
okay,
a chick
it
flick.
Okay, it just then. Missed then, yeah.
Okay, then it was... Well, wait a minute.
It was a really
there
good movie.
There was death, and her mother was ill.
Number one on the books of in August that I read yesterday, that were the top 10 reads of August, and that was at the top of the list. I think that probably encouraged us a lot of times when we go to the movies, it's not a plan.
It never is.
We look at each other and go, and it might be months in between. We'll go, gosh, do we have, let's just take a couple hours.
And go to the movies.
So we saw The Help, really encouraged seeing it, really stayed with me afterwards as well, too. So certain scenes and the writing and the acting, it was just wonderful.
It was a good show.
And based on a true story.
You know, here I am feeling a little mellow this morning. I mean, it's Tuesday morning, and I get something from Angel that says that Taco Bell is going to be accepting food stamps. Tell me that's not true. Tell me Taco Bell's not going to be accepting food stamps. No,
I don't
doubt
it.
No, you don't understand. No. It's
just make it easier.
At what point?
Drive up with your food stamps and buy a couple big burritos.
No. Food stamps should be vegetables and
milk. Isn't that three tacos for 99 cents?
What?
Three tacos for 99 cents, right?
Still.
Uh-huh.
Still. Your food stamps going to, come on. You know, Angel, is this true?
I don't want to, that just kind of just puts a big old blow in my gut.
What's the weather going to be? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get to you there, sweetie.
I'm here.
You know what? Here is someone that is really fun to go to the movies with, to work out with, and to live with.
Yeah.
My darling Linda.
Well, thank you. We're having a great time. We're expanding and trying new things and... We before coming to work today, actually worked out. So we're trying that, because what happens is the day blows by, and before you know it, weeks. And it's so important to keep yourself in shape, as things change, as we hear about, food stamps at Taco Bell. I want my heart to be strong so I can take it. Anyway, I wanted to tell you the weather real fast, and then we're going to go to the Wells Fargo moment. I'm sure you want to hear about what's happening in the market, but first, we're going to have a high today. Our temperatures are going to soar to 98. With a low tonight of around 64. What a beautiful night. I think that's almost a window open night. So tomorrow, we're, of course, getting up high again into the high 90s, probably maybe reach the triple digits, and low of 64. So the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, but right now at this moment, let's go to Jeff Kidd at Wells Fargo. Welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. All three major averages are lower in the first hour of trading amid concern that Europe's debt crisis is worsening following the dismal U.S. jobs report on Friday. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 211 points at 11,028. The S&P 500 is down 23 at 1,150, and the NASDAQ is lower at 41 at 2,439. Some of the day's biggest movers, AT&T is down 32 cents at 27.73. Bank of America is down 35 cents at $6.90. And locally, Walmart is lower 79 cents at 51.24. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 1.94%. For commodities, gold is up $6 at $1,906 per ounce. Silver is lower 23 cents at $42.63 per ounce. And crude oil is down $2.63 at $83.82 per barrel. That's the mark for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KTNR.
Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Well, it looks like it's going to happen. Gold's going to hit $2,000. $1,900.
Oh,
you know, the other day it was, you know, it must have gone up huge over the weekend. A lot of buying because it was down in the low 1800s. Anyway,
by the way, I didn't get a chance to say that it's currently 60 degrees.
We're going to have almost a 40-degree swing today.
I know we are going to have. Okay.
In temperature.
But what makes up for that is we've got free tickets. We've got it for a weekend concert. And then, you guys, I'm going to go back in the office and I'm going to dip into the air show. You know, that's in September. We're in September.
We're
so
here.
September 24th and 23rd, we've got tickets for that.
And we're going to talk about all the things that are happening this weekend. And, you know, the Jan Daly concert.
9/11.
All the things going for 9/11 with the city of Shasta Lake. We're talking about the wall that's out there. We're talking about the barbecue with the Asphalt Cowboys, and they're going to be here in a little bit. Anyway, Carl Lindabot, 7:12 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino is Northern California's celebration destination. This is the place to book your next event. Book your event in July, August, or September and receive exclusive pricing on our savory barbecue buffet priced at $9.95 per person. The menu includes tasty fried chicken, barbecued baby back ribs, mashed potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and mouth-watering watermelon. Meetings on the river, gatherings on the river, giving back on the river, evening parties on the river. Host your event at Wind River Casino. You take the glory, we handle the stress. Whether you're hosting a soiree, meeting, charity event, conference, or planning a wedding, let Wind River Casino cater your event and make arrangements to suit your needs. Take advantage of this special $9.95 barbecue buffet pricing now. For more information on our summer barbecue buffet special, contact group sales at 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Price does not reflect tax and gratuity. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, I'm in the bot. 7:14 in the morning. It's September the 6th. 60 degrees out there. And
It's what?
Well, I don't. You're standing there, but you're sitting there with things. Looks like you're going to read. So read them.
Do you want me to go ahead and do this part?
Do this, and
then
you can
rant.
Yeah, because somebody just said the liquor barn is looking to take food stamps too. Now I know you're just kidding about that, but.
Are you starting to get your blood boiling?
No, it is, because I've got like four things here that we need to talk about quick.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off here because, you know, we are going to be doing, of course, covering the Exchange Club of Reading's air show. And, of course, the Thunderbirds are back to headline the Exchange Club, which is going to feature more jets than ever before. It's set for September 24th and 25th. And the U.S. Air Force distinctively painted F-16 Fighting Falcons haven't flown in Reading since 2004, you guys. This is exciting. They lead a lineup that features more jets than at any time in the show's 29-year history. And the T-Birds are going to follow first appearance in Reading at the Canadian Force F-18 and the T-33 Shooting Star, along with the return of the A-10 Warthog tank-killing jet. Whoa! I'm giving away two tickets. We're getting there. So, gosh, I have these tickets for the air show. And first caller, 605-4567, this morning, right now, or I'm going to give you two tickets to this phenomenal show, which is going to take place. I think it begins at 7 a.m. in the morning, and it's going to be going all day long, and it's incredible. And they're really good tickets. So give us a call this morning. You get a pair.
There you go. Okay. Tonight, Reading City Council's meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at the Council Chambers. And also at Anderson City Hall are going to be meeting at 7 p.m. 6 p.m. for Reading, 7 p.m. for Anderson. And I think 8 o'clock for the City of Shasta Lake are all meeting tonight. They're going to review a recent suggestion to pursue a tax sharing agreement. It's probably not a bad idea, and this was one of these things was started up by the county supervisors, saying that, you know, what we need to do is find a way that we can share in all the taxes throughout the county for the cities there, and that has something to do with the 750,000 square foot shopping center in Cherry Creek Bottom, what's going on with Costco, and all these other things too. So tonight. We're having city council meetings. Plus, they're going to discuss other things, especially at the City of Shasta Lake. We're going to get into that in a second. 6 p.m. tonight, council chambers. Of course, Gary Tad will be here tomorrow to give us an update of what happened there. Anderson City Hall at 7 p.m. Tuesday at 1887 Howard Street. And then, of course, the Shasta Lake City Council. I'm sorry, they're at 6 p.m. Tuesday on Median Avenue right there. And speaking of City of Shasta Lake, it appears that there's a battle going on between one of the city council members and the city manager. And Dolores Lucero has said that there's a lot of things going on in the city of Shasta Lake that need to be looked at. This has caused a lot of consternation within the staff of city of Shasta Lake, and I think the other city council members too. Dolores was in our studio yesterday, not on the show, but talking about this. And we're going to, she told me a lot of things that I'm not going to talk about right now. But essentially what they're saying, as they've said in this article, is that there's a lot of expenses going out. A lot of checks being written, a lot of credit cards being used for things that could be questionable. And yet nobody's checking on this. Now this has become a confrontational thing between Carol Martin, the city manager, who says that she believes that Lucero is not easy to work with. I think that's the nicest thing she said. And that they've done things like change the locks on all the doors at City Hall so that the city council people, and nobody but, I guess, a very select few members, can get into all the doors. They said because so many keys were missing and that they had to rekey it, but they didn't give the keys. It seems like you would give a key to, this is just me, and I'm just saying this. I'm not saying Lucero's right, but if that's true, that they've, you know, that they've re-keyed the building and they haven't given them to the city council members. That's a little strange. I find that strange if that is indeed true. Anyway, there's going to be more and more on this as it comes along. Randall Faulkner has gone in there and they've got him in there looking at all the credit card statements, all the bills, all the checks. I know that what Dolores said yesterday, Dolores Lucero said yesterday, is that why are we spending so much money? Why is the staff agreeing on things and we just seem to be rubber stamping them? The budget took a half an hour. And so she is questioning this. Whether how she does that may be a moot point. I mean, it looks like it's in a confrontational way, according to Ms. Martin, and that it's causing a lot of disruption in the staff while they're trying to get this information while they're going through audits. Anyway, follow this along. This is not over yet. You're going to be seeing a lot more of this in the next few weeks. I can promise you that. Okay, what's the other thing here? Okay, let's talk about Stillwater. You know, we had Les Melberg on the other day, and Les was talking about working with the company, bringing them in up to Stillwater.
He seems really optimistic.
It's a great thing. It's a great idea. We've got to take a break right after this. But right now, the city of Reading is making money. It has decided that their way they're going to make money on Stillwater is by leasing it out for grazing. And the city is going to get an annual payment of, sit down, Bad Bob, just sit down. I don't want you to fall and spill your coffee. $2,775. $2,775 for grazing, for cattle and sheep and goats. And livestock will keep the grass mowed, speed up the nutrition cycle between soil and veg. You know what? I just, you know what? I can't make these things up. Here's Stillwater. We spent how many millions of dollars on? How many millions of dollars on? And we're getting $2,000 a year because we're grazing it out. It seems like we could probably rent it out to medicinal marijuana people for a lot more money than that. You know what? A lot more money than that. Hey, come on out here. Grow your medicinal marijuana. Here we are. We'll set it up. It's going to be great farming for you. You've got you've already got an infrastructure here with roads and water and electricity. And we're going to charge you X amount. Come on. If we're going to use it for grazing, why don't we use it for crop raising? Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, Curly 61 degrees. Oh. Come on, when you get out of bed, you love 101. That.
Going up to
101. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to hear the first line.
Let's get moving.
By the record machine. Oh! Yeah, okay, I'm on now. Love it! Okay, today, what's in a name? Today, September 6th, I wanted to tell you what happened in this day in history, because I love this stuff, so I think some of you do, too.
We've only got 2 hours.
The original name of Russia's second largest city was restored on this day in 1991. The city of St. Petersburg was founded in 1703 by Peter the Great, hence the name St. Petersburg, but it wasn't always that simple, it seems. In 1914, at the beginning of World War I, Russian leaders felt that Petersburg was too German-sounding. So they changed the name of the city to Petrograd to make it more Russian-sounding. Then in 1924, the country's Soviet communist leaders wanted to honor the founder of the Soviet Union, Vladimir Lenin. The city of Petrograd became Leningrad and was known as Leningrad until this day in 1991, when the new Russian legislators, no longer Soviet communists, wanted the city to reflect the change of government. So what's in a name? Well, it seems that if it's a city name, it's a lot to do with the politics of the times. Just think, the Russians could have renamed their city Yeltsingrad rather than St. Petersburg. Kind of nice ring to it. So we won't go any further into how Taco Bell should change their name. Now, I'd like to also remind you that I am also holding, Dan, congratulations, you won the 2 tickets to the air show, which is going to be spectacular. And throughout, we've got probably about 10 more tickets and then some special, the really good tickets we're going to be smattering of giving away in the next 2 weeks, too. But the Shasta Family Justice Center's first anniversary benefit concert is this Friday with Jan Daly, and she's going to be doing a couple numbers inside the show that are going to be honoring the troops. And Carl has put together some spectacular gentlemen that are going to go all the way from Global War on Terror to World War II that are going to come up on stage, and she's going to sing to them. She toured with Bob Hope. She did several USO tours. I'm going to get a chance to interview her a couple times before Friday. But I've talked with her over the phone, and she is a spectacular vocalist. So the tickets start at $20 September 9th. But right now, I'm going to be giving to you, first caller, 4 tickets. 4 tickets, and it's a wonderful night. September 9th, this Friday. So it's a great date. Bring some friends. I'm giving these away free. The right orchestra seats. And that's Friday, September 9th. Give us a call.
We're going to be honoring 10 of our veterans here in town, ranging from World War II through the Global War on Terror. Some on active duty. Others, of course, retired. And you know, it's going to be great.
604-4567.
It's really 605-4567.
Thank you. What did I say? 605-4567 is our hotline.
You know, just when you think that you've got something under control, all right? Remember how we talked about the fire fees are going to be $50, $150 per structure, and then they fought back and they said, "Oh, we'll get it down to just $90 charge." you know, and make that. That was passed by the California Fire Board. The new proposal would impose a minimum of $175 on the first building and $25 on each additional structure. It would also assess a land fee starting at $1 per acre for the first 100 acres. Homeowners who live in fire districts, which include 94% of the roughly 730,000 rural structures being charged, qualify for a $25 discount. Well, that means it can actually go on up, for some people, up to $3,000. Hey, how about that one for getting that fixed? We're going to talk a little bit more about that as time goes on.
Congratulations, Marvin. You won the tickets. Come by 1326 Market Street. There'll be four tickets.
Time for the news.
Your name.
From the Fox Business Network, concern over a global recession is weighing heavily on Wall Street this morning. A steep drop in the European markets is also taking a toll. The New York Stock Exchange invoked Rule 48 ahead of the opening bell, which makes it easier and faster to open stocks on days when trading is expected to be rough. Sunoco is looking to exit the refining business. The oil giant says it's making the move because of the unit's weak financial performance. The company has already started selling two of its refineries in Pennsylvania. As a result, Sunoco expects to take a pre-tax charge of up to $2.2 billion in the third quarter. Sunoco is also conducting a strategic review of its business. And the private equity firm Carlyle Group is moving closer towards making its Wall Street debut. The firm has filed its registration statement with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The filing is for an IPO of up to $100 million. The number of shares and sale price has yet to be determined. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning, September the 6th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It is approximately 60 degrees, going up to 103 today.
Yeah, that's funny. With our printout, it's changing because our printout was probably from early this morning, and it's changed.
Okay, let's go back to this bill on the state fire fee. Can you believe this? It could raise the fire fee to $3,000. You know, they were complaining, as they should, because it's not a fee. I'm sorry. It's not a fee. It's a tax. You know, thanks for correcting me up there, Chat Cat. The thing, Senate bill would charge landowners in state responsible areas. Now, a lot of people already pay for it already. Oh, you'll get a little bit off. But this thing, it was originally $150. They changed it to $90. And then now it would charge $1 for each acre for the first 100 acres and 50 cents for the next 900 acres, blah, blah, blah. With a maximum charge for $3,000 for landowners at least 10,000 acres. A minimum fee of $175 would apply for the first structure with an additional extra $25 added on for any other buildings, habitable or not. So that little shed you've got out there on your property, that's, you're going to pay for that. That other little shed you might have a barn, you might have like four or five outbuildings. Guess what? All those are going to be taxable. And if they just kind of pass this, oh, no, this is just a fee. And, and why are they doing it? You know, Les Baugh, we got to get Les back in here. He's talking about our governor, our legislators are toying with us. Well, they're toying with us because they're a bunch of kids up there. They're pushing through bills that they want, like the fitted sheets. Did you like that one? You know, the fitted sheets.
Oh,
you know, they're doing that instead of going into trying to fix the problems with the economy. And then, of course, they passed a bill that lets illegal aliens get state funds for college. And while we have many of our own native-born Californians here that are citizens, can't get money for school. Isn't that? I mean, do you ever wonder why we even pay these jerks? I'm sorry. First of all, I shouldn't use the term jerks. That is, you know, that I don't usually portray people like that. Bureaucratic thugs, on the other hand, is good. Jerks isn't. All right, there's going to be a fundraiser. If you remember what happened to Mayor Missy MacArthur's dog earlier this year, the dogs next door took it apart. I mean, literally. And, you know, it was so,
climbed,
you know,
through the fence.
Climbed over the fence, through the fence, and killed her dog. There's a lady here, an 80-year-old Redding woman. A pit bull attacked her and her puppy, and she weighs all of 85 pounds, so probably the dog outweighed her. And on September 22nd, she was taking her dog, a 10-pound cockapoo, on her daily walk, and she was attacked. The dog survived the mauling, but she had to pay Mrs. Zawinski, who was a Japanese lady who married a Polish naval officer and came to settle here, put $2,751 of a veterinarian bill on her credit card. Now,
save
they
baby.
They can't find the people. They think the guy just left right after that.
Uh-huh.
Left the apartment. Even took the dog, and they think they found the dog. But the woman that they say that owns the dog, she says she denies that it was her dog and all this. But that's not the big part. The big part is this: is Missy MacArthur has organized a fundraiser for this lady, and the fundraiser for Utako Zawinski's veterinarian bills. It's just a drive-through. It's from 7 to 9 a.m. Friday at the Reading Convention Center. You know, just drive under there, and we've done those before. And drive-through and drop off whatever you can do to help. She had a $2,700 Benton bill, and which she's paying off at 80. And plus, she's on a fixed income plus of her injuries that she's have been taken care of. So,
and I'm sure
fundraiser from 7 to 9 a.m. Friday. We'll talk about it more times.
Well, this is near and dear to Missy, too, because, of course, her dog was so badly mauled she had to put it down. And, you know, of course, we all read about it and we talked about it and we grieved for her, because if you're close to your pets and your pets are part of your family, it's like having your child. They're helpless creatures, and then all of a sudden they're bullied and picked on by another dog. This is one more example of why you should always take a walk and have mace or some kind of pepper spray or something, so that you can spray the eyes of a dog that looks like it's going to be. I'm sorry.
I think the best thing to spray in the eyes of a dog that's attacking you is a 45 caliber round.
You know what? Let's talk about 9/11. Let's do a little bit of information about what's happening on that day. But here's what is an interesting headline. At the Nixon Library on 9/11, 20 tons of wreckage. I don't know where they hold this stuff. 20 tons of wreckage of the World Trade Center has arrived at the Richard M. Nixon Presidential Library to go on display to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Police and fire units escorted the wreckage, which includes pieces of a damaged New York Fire Department ladder truck, from a storage space in Ontario to the library in Yorba Linda on Monday. So it's interesting that they would have this wreckage in. I know we have a piece here, which later on when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about. There's a piece here in Shasta Lake City, the city of Shasta Lake, where you are going to be doing a speech that evening, Candlelight.
And we're going to have one of the reps tomorrow morning to talk a little bit about
But here's all this wreckage that's in Ontario, in L.A. So I'm kind of wondering how they dispersed the World Trade Center when the rubble.
Well, some of it went into a ship, the USS New York. I think how many tons, Bob? 20 tons of it went into the something like 20 tons went into the ship. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Norma Comnick, Anderson Mayor, is going to be on for a couple of minutes to talk to us about their State of the City luncheon. So this is Carl Lindebach.
Don't want to miss that.
7:40, September the 6th. This is Free Fire Radio.
Come on. Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Here we go.
Linda Clark, on the spot. Linda Clark, on the spot. Linda Clark, on the spot. Linda Clark, on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
The Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Springwater. naturally the best.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State Music and Art Experience featuring Garrett Viggers and the Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edards. This is a one-of-a-kind event. Tickets are $18 to $30 at cascadetheater.org or call the box office at 243-8877.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful morning here. Oh, it's currently 62 degrees. I guess it looks like we're going to get up to 103 today. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Norma, thanks for hanging on. We're going to go to the phones right now. And good morning, Norma. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning. You seem to be in a political agenda today, so I thought I would remind you that our State of the City luncheon for the City of Anderson is Thursday, September the 8th at the Gaia Hotel at 11:30.
September 8th, Thursday, that's this Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Gaia Hotel. And what kind of topics are we going to be besides?
Well, you're going to get to see what's gone on in the City of Anderson for the past year.
And that should be interesting. So,
it is.
So, Norm, what do you think about this tax sharing proposal?
Well, I think it's time for a discussion.
Okay.
I think we, as a city, since I've been on the council, we've not had a problem with tax sharing with the county. And I think that this situation, although I think this project has got some problems to overcome first before we get to the taxes in there. But I think it's a good time to discuss it. And we're going to have the cities and the county in discussion, and I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of controversy about that Knighton Road construction going on there.
Well, and I see in the paper today Caltrans is concerned about the overcrossing, which is it would have to be widened. You know, we know that as a member of the RTPA board, we discussed that before when there was the auto mall thing came up several years ago. That was a discussion then, was the overcrossings there. And when you have that much traffic, you can't have two-lane overcrossings. It's just not enough time.
This doesn't work, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay, Mayor Norma Comnick, and she's called us to remind us about this the State of Anderson luncheon that's going to be at 11:30 Thursday at the Gaia Hotel.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice
and
to
always,
hear from you.
Always love those cookies.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell anybody. That's
okay,
a secret.
Okay, that's right. I'm sorry.
You don't get them over the phone. But
okay.
No, I just thought I'd mention in case you were driving by someday. Okay.
Well, I could do that, too.
All right, Norma, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
You know, the art, there is an art in and passion in when somebody cooks and does something very well. And Norma is known for being a fabulous baker. And, that's kind of cool, you know, when you think, wow, you know what, you make the best, or somebody might be known making the best apple pie or the best carrot cake or the best chocolate cake. And, how many times in your family was it an aunt or a cousin or an uncle or a sister that they were known for their special, or your mom? What was their specialty? Everybody asked for it.
My mom can make fried chicken.
Ugh. Did I? Well, I've been jonesing for fried chicken for 2 days, and we still have our skillet.
And we do.
And
fried corn, fried chicken, mashed potatoes.
Do you know how to make that fried chicken? You've not made it for me yet.
I've made fried chicken.
Okay. Well, my mother, for me, it's a pasta salad. So everybody asked me to bring my pasta salad. It's a no-brainer. But my mom makes pineapple upside-down cake. That's her thing. Speaking of food, I'm hungry.
59th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue, Lake Redding Park, Sunday, September 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Barbecue donation.
This is that drive-through
$6 $6 pre-sale, $7 day of the barbecue. They have a live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Wow.
You got tri-tip or chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, drive-through, or eat in the park. All right? This is a no-brainer. You can hit this. You can get to the Wall of Honor. In fact, the Wall of Honor that's up right now down at Longcrest. It's a wall of remembrance. I should say not wall of honor. It's from September 1st through the 30th. It's located at Longcrest Chapel. Memorial service is going to be Sunday, September 11th from 3 to 4 p.m. at Longcrest. They have a guest book. You can sign it online or sign it down there. It's a Remembering 9/11, a tribute to the amazing courage, strength, and American spirit witnessed that day, and there was in so many ways. We're going to be talking a lot about 9/11 on Friday. Longcrest Chapel Memorial Park, the Wall of Remembrance. There's a lot of things going on this weekend. Of course, the city of Shasta Lake, they have just a wonderful 9/11 ceremony there. We're going to have one of their reps on tomorrow.
It will be a candlelight. Excuse me, I'm sorry not to talk over you. It's a candlelight ceremony, starts at 5:30. The ceremonies begin slightly after 6. Carl is going to speak, and I think it's going to be a wonderful event. And if you've not seen the memorial down next to the firehouse, you really need to see it. It'll be a moving day.
That's the city of Shasta Lake.
And we need not ever forget. So somehow, in your day, on that day, do something to pause a moment. Maybe, you know, you can get in your car and show up, or carpool to show up one of the places that we're talking about, and just to do something to remember for all those thousands of people who perished in a
more people killed that day than at Pearl Harbor, and it seems at Pearl Harbor we got after them. But you know what? I just saw today and yesterday and the last couple of weeks is that Al-Qaeda has just been trashed by the United States, and Pakistan just caught one of their main leaders, I imagine, on some help from us. After their number two guy was killed last month, of course, Osama killed. No matter what people seem to think, that he has been dead for 2 years or something, but he was killed. It's not without loss, but we have taken out a lot, if not most of all, of Al-Qaeda leadership. So in Iraq, we're pulling out. We had in August for the first time no fatalities since we entered there in 2003. August, the first month since 2003 that we did not have a fatality in Iraq. Afghanistan, we can't say that was the heaviest month of casualties there. But are we turning a corner there? What exactly are we doing there? That's a question that the president's going to have to answer. I mean, if he can answer, he hasn't answered that one. But then again, he's been kind of concentrating on the economy. Got to take a break here.
When we come back, I want to talk about some positive emails that we have, and we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning, September the 6th. Carl and the Bot, 605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. We are brought to you this portion of the show by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley, discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great drinks for when it gets to be 101 degrees, which it will today. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew. They support our community. They support our veterans. I can't say enough about them that is positive, because everything I know about them is positive. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Now, we're talking about positive, input into the community, and of course, we know that the Asphalt Cowboys do a lot to just be there in times of need and do a lot of things to really give back to our community. And so I would like to really ring the bell for Bonnie and Jim Sharp. These are two lovely individuals, and I wanted to read an email to you. This is really a positive thing because we had Les Melberg on the other day. So this was a few days ago. And Carl and Linda, so glad you had Les on your show. He designed the Convention and Visitors Bureau building that I worked in for 20 years, which is closed. It was perfect for serving visitors to our community in the North State. Hearing Les talk about his love for Reading was an emotional experience for me. He and his beautiful wife, Gretchen, give so much to the community that no one will ever know about. It goes on and on about it. The whole point of this long email was to say thank you for the thought you put into programming, and I pray that you continue to grow because the two of you are a special blessing. And so back to you, thank you so much for giving me and Carl and I positive feedback and energy. So anyway, Bonnie is also, and Jim, are very involved with Miss Reading Rodeo. And, of course, they've gone through the procedure of selecting a new Miss Reading Rodeo, who will be on my show Thursday evening and also will be on our show this week. Before the week is out, we'll be interviewing her in the morning, and then I'll get a little bit more of an in-depth interview with her Thursday night. So don't forget, On the Spot with Linda Bott, Thursday night, 6 p.m., I'm going to be interviewing Jan Daly. Lisa Collins on stage with Lisa is going to be talking to one of the lead dancers from the Nutcracker and auditions for that. And Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we just have a full night on Thursday night. Your turn.
Obama says he's proud of Jimmy Hoffa after the union leader's remarks. Remember when we were going to be a kinder, gentler group of people? That, hey, let's work together and all this. It seems that Mr. Hoffa said this, and he says, we've got to keep an eye on the battle that we face, the war on workers. And you see it everywhere. It is the Tea Party. Well, now the Tea Party is, Maxine Waters wanted to hang them all, or they should be lynched. Or they believe in lynchings, or they should be lynched. They could go to hell because they believe in lynchings.
I think they must be a real threat.
As you know, there's only one way to beat and win that war, and that's they've got a war. They got a war with us, and there's only going to be one winner. It's going to be the workers of Michigan and America. President Obama, the union, this is your army. He didn't say union, but this is your army. We are ready to march. Let's take those sons of bitches out and give America back to America where we belong. Now this is Obama said he was proud of Jimmy Hoffa and other labor leaders. I don't know that if he's agreeing with everything he says. The Tea Party's final statement was, Jimmy Hoffa's remarks are inexcusable and amount to a call for violence on peaceful Tea Party members, which include many Teamster members. Tea Party Express chair said, you know, when you see things like that, it's just kind of like, you know, let's just keep getting the rhetoric up hotter and hotter, more and more, so that we can really, really get into a big fist fight over something that could be settled so peacefully. Carl and Linda Bott. When we come back, we're going to be talking about suicide prevention. We're going to be talking with Kate Cassidy about PTSD and suicide.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 1,000 homes up in smoke in Texas, and the evacuees have no idea yet which ones.
You don't know what's happened to your house, whether you have a home to go back to.
Dozens of wildfires are burning. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, the 30 to 40 mile per hour winds will be more like 5 to 10 miles per hour today. That could help firefighters get a leg up on the latest wildfires. About 25 miles east of Austin, the huge Bastrop County fire is said to be at zero containment. To the northeast, Richard Hathaway was evacuated from his Steiner Ranch home.
Can't see the house where we live. We're back that direction. We believe that we're okay. Obviously, it looks like it started up front, but I'm just thankful that no one was hurt.
21,000 wildfires have hit bone dry Texas this summer. Dave?
And Jennifer, they could use all the rain. The tropical storm Lee's remnants are dumping into the northeast. Flood warnings and watches up to Maine. Parts of Chattanooga and Birmingham are underwater, and Atlanta's cleaning up tornado damage.
I just grabbed everything and ran in the closet.
Officials say at least 100 homes were damaged in and around Atlanta, and a few people suffered minor injuries. Heavy rainfall caused some streams to rise out of their banks. One man was swept away by a swollen creek near Atlanta and is believed to have drowned. In Atlanta, Mike Conti for Fox News Radio.
Wall Street's deep in the red again. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti following the selling live.
Dave, the Dow is down 247 points and below 11,000 with all 30 Dow stocks in the red. A sharp drop in Bank of America is leading the sell-off. There's concern Europe's debt problems could slow growth around the world. Pressure also continues from Friday's disappointing jobs report. The drop helping gold surge now above $1,900 a troy ounce. Dave.
Lauren, the CIA has a new director.
I do know,
David Petraeus sworn in this morning. He is credited with turning the Iraq war around. The retired general was also recently top commander in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio, Barron Balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Still don't know where Gaddafi's hiding and rebels are looking for him, but his security chief has fled Libya in a convoy with other soldiers going across the border to Niger. It's been like this for months in Syria. And today, amateur video shows more tanks in the streets in the city of Homs going after anti-government protests. The head of the UN wants world leaders to take action. However, Ban Ki-moon stops short of calling for a military intervention. The controversial head of WikiLeaks is speaking out after more classified U.S. documents were posted on the Internet.
It's the first we've heard from Julian Assange since his site WikiLeaks released its entire archive of U.S. State Department cables last week. He says negligence by the Guardian newspaper meant he had no choice. A journalist there published the password to the encrypted files, creating a situation where some people got access to the uncensored files while others didn't. He's been fiercely criticised for his move to release the full archive, which many say could endanger lives. In London, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Defence Secretary Leon Panetta goes today to where Flight 93 went down on 9/11, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. He'll also visit Ground Zero in New York days before the 10th anniversary. It was a long weekend for the NYPD.
47 people were shot during a violent Labor Day weekend. A number of injuries reported when a man opened fire at New York City's West Indian Day Parade.
This parade has had a history of a lot of violence, but any violence is just inappropriate in our city, particularly at a parade.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg blamed guns for the crime wave, although his city already has some of the toughest gun laws in the nation. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
A Long Island, New York man is facing charges accused of calling in a bomb threat to a power company last week, hoping to get his electricity back on. After Hurricane Irene, he tells the Daily News he was frustrated his grandma was out without power for days. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabad, 8:05, September the 6th, the day after Labor Day. Hope everybody had a nice weekend, took a relief from your labor. You can if you're lucky on those days. A lot of us labored. Some of us just labor under a lot of reasons.
But some of us labor
under misconceptions all the time. Yeah, you know,
grocery shopping could be laborious, but we do it with love because it's a need, and gardening.
Gardening. You were gardening yesterday.
I planted our front flowers this morning, yesterday in front of the studio. That was a labor of love.
Looks great. Hey, our phone line is here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as many, many of you have, talking about just a number of things. And by the way, okay, I apologize for calling politicians jerks. It puts a bad connotation to the jerks out there,
and then
compare them to politicians.
And you feed
so
the energy.
I apologize for that.
I
just said, you know, because they'd passed something else that was going to take money out of the wallets of people, and there was no reason for it. But that's just me. This next hour, we're going to be talking about some serious stuff here. And things that are going on this week, and it has to do with 9/11, and it's got to do with veterans, it's got to do with our community, it's got to do with a lot of things that are
our
going on.
Our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers,
people
in our families, our neighbors. Signs to look for.
Well, I think it's going to touch. Suicide has touched most people in the United States, I think, at some point. And it doesn't have to be somebody from your family. But it could be somebody, a close friend of yours, that it could have touched. It could be somebody, in your case, honey, where you were talking about a very close friend of yours from high school that you maintained a relationship with, and then what happened with his son?
Well, as we go into commercial break, I don't want anything to ever sound trivial or trite. You know, we're doing a show. We're going to get information out. We're really happy we're going to be introducing our guests in a moment. But, I have a friend that I went to school with. We were very, very close. And I was probably, I would say, my best friend. And later on got married and had four kids, three girls, one boy. And his 15-year-old son went upstairs and took a gun to his head. So the aftermath was huge. It's still the family. I'm not really sure. I haven't talked with him in a while. The guy who bought my house in Sacramento also took a gun to his head. So I just started to think about, we kind of like push stuff in the back of our head, like the guy down the street or the neighbor or the cousin or something. Now it's starting to come to, it's coming to the surface about how many people I know. Well, who've actually taken their lives. I forget.
And you don't think about it. But then once you do start thinking about it, you realize that
there's a list.
That there's a list out there. So our guest today, and we're gonna bring them on right after the break.
And encourage your questions and your emails. This is the time, if you just are kind of like, ask.
Your guest
educate yourself. No, knowledge is powerful.
K Katie Cassidy from the Health and Human Services Agency, and then Joe Selman. And Joe's here. He's a former Marine, and thank you for your service. And we're going to be talking to Joe, too, because he's been fighting his battles. But first, hey, let's go to Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo, our financial advisor with the Market Minute.
Hey, good morning. All three major averages are lower after the first hour of trading amid concern that Europe's debt crisis is worsening following the U.S. jobs report on Friday. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 255 points at 10,985. The S&P 500 is lower 28 at 1,145. And the NASDAQ is down 54 at 2,426. Some of the day's biggest movers, Alcoa is down 49 cents at $11.55. Intel is down 38 cents at $19.25. And locally, Walmart is lower 94 cents at $51.13. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 1.93%. For commodities, gold is down $5 at $1,894 per ounce. Silver is lower 36 cents at $42.53 per ounce. And crude oil is down $1.84 at $84.70 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to join Katie and Katie Cassidy and Joe Selman. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, it's KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott here. Oh, we're going to have about 102 today with our temperature. 8:11 is the time here on the 6th of September.
Our guest, Katie Cassidy from the Health and Human Services Agency right here in Shasta County. And Joe Selman, can I just say younger brother of Katie and a former Marine from the years 1998 to 2006. And we're here to talk about National Suicide Prevention Week.
And it's time to talk.
So, Katie.
It's time. Let's talk.
Let's talk, Katie.
Let's talk. Suicide prevention is everybody's business.
It is.
This is not closet information. We need to get out signs. We need to talk about what this week represents.
Right. This is a national observance for suicide awareness. So across the nation, people are talking about suicide. It's one of those last taboo subjects, really. So this is your permission slip to ask questions, to get involved if you're concerned about somebody. It's your time. You can ask questions.
Well, let's talk about the warning signs. You want to do that? Is that, how would you like to do this? How would you like to start in a certain way and then work our way into things here, Katie? Or just want to, you know, we want to talk about, how to recognize those danger signals and then what we can do to prevent it. Now, in the military, we're trained to, you know, especially in the last 8 to 10 years, we've been starting to get a lot of training.
Well, throughout my career, the Marine Corps was very proactive about suicide prevention, suicide, looking at the warning signs. That if you can stop it before it ever progresses, you don't have to talk about suicide. You can talk about prevention. And those ripples are much less than having to deal with somebody who has gone through a suicide.
That's right. You know, we said, you know, if you even thought it, you need to tell somebody.
Absolutely.
You know, if you thought it about somebody else, if they were looking at, you know, you need to confront them with it and ask them and bring it out.
And being able to recognize things and just change that person's thought, hey, good morning, how are you doing? What's going on? That you can change something, and you can change several lives by just making that one little initial just judgment to get involved. And that doesn't cost anybody anything, and that doesn't hurt anybody at all. It just gets people involved, takes them out of that, you know, initial mindset and that thought that we can move forward from there, and we can...
That they're not in it by themselves.
Exactly. You're not alone. You're not the first person to ever think of taking your own life.
That's right. You're not isolated, that there is somebody there that probably cares about, or that does care about you. And just that one good morning.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Or how about let's talk about the signs of, you know, I think maybe a lot of people have just thought, oh, I just wish, you know, it was all over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, struggles, adolescent depression,
bullying at school.
Bullying at hormonal changes.
Puberty.
Puberty, exactly. I just can't do with it. I can't deal with it anymore. Yeah, and so what would you say to the parents? Okay, let's start with that for a second, like a line. What would you say to parents that are listening, some of the signs to look for?
Okay, first and foremost, I would like to say that it takes lots of things going wrong all at one time. You know, just because you're going through puberty doesn't make you suicidal. Just because you may have lost your job and are facing foreclosure, that doesn't make you suicidal. But in conjunction with substance abuse, in conjunction with other pressures, in conjunction with a lack of coping skills, you know, it all adds up. We all have resources, and when we run out of resources, maybe we feel hopeless and helpless. So some of the main things that you would look for are somebody, first and foremost, talking about suicide, or, you know, writing about suicide, or talking about death. I would say any changes in behavior, major changes in behavior, if they've always been very social and outgoing and all of a sudden you're not seeing this person anymore, check in, find out what's going on. Increased substance abuse.
Making final arrangements. That's kind of like, hey, would you like to, here, look, I want you to have my watch.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
You know, when they start giving away, when people start giving away things, these are things you got to take a look at. And that's one of the things Joel was talking about, is that, you know, we're looking for things like that because it's your family out there. And if somebody starts, especially after you've been under a lot of pressure, you've been in combat, and you're going into combat every day, or just the prospects of going into combat every day, going outside the wire, is very, you know, it's very stressful. And, you know, when you come back in, it's, you know, it's quite an adrenaline rush when you've lived through it. But then sometimes when you get back home.
Well, during combat operations as well, we're taught that every time we go outside the wire, we're doing buddy checks. We're making sure that you've got your gear, you've got everything you need, you've got your equipment, everything's going to be good. So we give ourselves the best chances for success coming back through the wire. And just because we're home doesn't change anything now. And unfortunately, the platoons and the guys, we get spread out. But now it's time to take that same mentality and put it to the community.
You need to find your combat buddy there.
That we need to be aware of what's going on around everywhere, because it's not just combat that gives people PTSD. It's not just combat that gives people the ideas for suicide. It's
life.
Thank
you, Joe. Thank you very much for that. You know, so many people, oh my God, you know, they're a veteran. PTSD. PTSD can be a result of anything from childhood abuse to a car wreck to a sexual assault to a divorce.
Trauma.
Any type of trauma can cause post-traumatic stress.
Watching the things that you've been working for the last 10 years fall out from under you, and your house is now in foreclosure.
Yes. Big. That's a big one. And watching that it's not getting any better gives a feeling of, for some people, gives a feeling of
hopelessness and despair.
And yet, you can get by this.
There is hope, and
there's
there is
always
help.
Hope and help. But you've just got to, and you're going to tell us how. How do we get out there?
Well, I would like to say that sometimes if you're in the middle of feeling hopeless and helpless, maybe you're not able to notice that. But for those of us who are friends and family members, I know that as a sister of several Marines, I have felt helpless and hopeless as I didn't know how to help them. I could see that something was wrong, but I didn't know how to help them. So I would
get other family members to sort of surround somebody I was concerned about. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which has done fabulous things for the veteran communities.
If you call, like you're getting, if you call the number they give you, say you're on a, you have some kind of prescription mm-hmm. from the VA, the first thing they say to you, if you feel like, you know, it, you know, if this is about mm-hmm. suicide, call this number.
It's printed on every prescription
Everything.
Label that comes
yes.
out of VA.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow.
Yes. And you
that's
know,
big information.
Well, you know, sometimes you have a tendency not to notice those things, but it's exactly it because the military is facing problems right now with suicide. And it's and the thing what Joe says is that, and this has been going on a long time, but much, you know, even the emphasis though in the last since 2000 on to try to help our fellow, you know, our fellow members, our brothers and sisters, but it doesn't stop there. And you just hit it on the head. But you, Katie, found ways with your family. We surround them.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We surround them.
This is your permission to be a brat if you want. Pester the heck out of these people. You care about them, and you're worried about them. So help them get help.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about what can you do, what can we do to help people.
And we're going to talk about some of
this,
the
and we're talking about all these other things
sessions that are be happening this week, and perhaps
let's talk about
some of the information that you brought here.
Donnie Greenberg's got some things going
too.
Yeah, and hooray for Donnie.
A News Cafe. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460.
You've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, September 6th. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Leah, Advantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He has been in business for 20 years. He is our optometrist of choice. You've only got two eyes. Wouldn't you like to have them in the hands of
in
somebody?
In the sockets? Working,
in the sockets? Working correctly?
Working correctly.
Well, I tell you what, Joe Leah can do that for you. He's got glasses for the whole family, children, the seniors, everybody, on-site lab. Problems with insurance? Not with Dr. Joseph Leah. He will help you. He's got his own lab. He's got everything there. And he is right now pushing. I shouldn't say pushing. That's the wrong word. He has Wiley X Climate Control Series eyewear. We use that when riding a motorcycle. Anything that you've got out where you can get wind and debris in your eyes, these glasses will take care of it. And he has those for sale. Wiley X Climate Control, and they will fit them to you. That's Dr. Joseph Leah. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Please give him a call. Our guest, Katie Cassidy, and her brother. You know what? It's usually not somebody brings their younger brother with them to this. But this is great because you did. Joe Selman, former Marine from 1998 to 2006, and obviously is talking to us about suicide, and that's what we're talking about today, suicide prevention. And this is Suicide Prevention Week.
Oh, throughout the nation.
Right.
And also let's talk about the fact that there's a national, actually you guys are doing a book club with Donnie Greenberg, who set this up with A News Cafe. And it looks like the book is called Will's Choice.
Will's Choice.
Could you share a little bit about that? This is a book. We have a bookmark. What's going on with that?
This is sort of a carry-on from one of our activities during Mental Health Month, but Will's Choice is a book about a young man who attempts suicide, and it talks about his recovery. It's written by his mother. She includes clips from his journal, from his girlfriend at the time's journal, talking about just what it is to contemplate suicide, to attempt suicide, the ins and outs of accessing the mental health system, the challenges of accessing the mental health system for youth. Things that they had never considered doing. Like if you have a teenager who's diagnosed with depression, maybe you don't want to let them self-administer their medication. So it's a great read. There's a lot of hope and a lot of help for his seriousness. You know, it's a great book and it's easy to read. They're available at the library and we encourage anybody to participate.
Super. One of the things that we've been talking about is how to recognize the signs.
Correct.
If somebody may be thinking about suicide. Confronting those people, making sure that they don't just walk away without us saying something. Somebody saying just something simply as showing that you care, Joe, is what you said, and that can make a difference because people have to feel isolated and hopeless and that there's nothing going to be any better, that life's not going to...
This is the best option out there.
This is the best option. You know, and frankly, I don't understand that. I mean, and it's very difficult for me to understand that.
Well, we're very hardwired for survival.
Yes.
I mean, physically and mentally and emotionally, we're designed to survive. So that shows you just at a biological level that there's things that are not well. For somebody to get to the point to consider that ending their life is their, would you say, only option or their best option?
It's the best choice.
Their best choice.
What I have is, it's not the best option, but things are that bad that it seems like it's going to be the best option. National Suicide Prevention Hotline, if nothing else, is beautiful because there's always somebody on the other end, and that stops that train of thought. You know, the good mornings, the being involved, that stops the train of thought. And once you stop the train of thought, it's moving forward, finding the help that you can actually process. Get rid of that shame that, you know, I'm too proud to ask for help. The VA has come great distances since my first experience with them after my second tour in Iraq, to where they're at now, that they have a new program. It takes the strength of a warrior. It takes the courage of a warrior to ask for help.
That's true.
Wow.
No, it's true. You can't ignore it. One of the things about being in for the 30 years that I was in, and people say, well, you've been in a lot of different wars and this, and it's true, but I had 30 years of group counseling because I was always surrounded by other Marines who had been through the same things. And so we would just, it would be something that we would talk about or be there. We had that capability that people that were getting out after their tours didn't. And, well, you know, I'm glad to see that what you're saying as a young former Marine is that the VA stepping up like this.
It's a new generation, and we need to get the word out there that if you have those thoughts, get involved. The VA is there to help. But more importantly, you know, we train for how many months of basic training, and then we go into advanced combat training, and then we go into training all year round preparing for war. What are we doing to undo that? And where can we get those assets? The veterans are the answer. Get involved. Get to the vet center. Go find those counseling groups. You talk to a guy that was on the shores of Guadalcanal. He's 84 years old. He's got a family. There's hope out there. You're not alone. And it's getting involved is the key to healing. And it's not just preventing it today. It's preventing it today. And how can we get to the root? How can we get past it so it's no longer an option? So it's not a good option. Yeah, it's always on the table. It's always going to be there. We cannot stop it. But getting better options, better choices, and being able to live a happy life. That's what it's about. This is just a little hiccup in our existence.
Yeah, that will and can pass if you get the help for it.
Well, this too shall pass.
Get in. Yeah, this now,
is a spiritual word and phrase that I'm sure is used in many forms of healing. And I know that we're going to have to take a break, you guys. This is just spectacular and very rich information. It's time right now. It's Suicide Prevention Week throughout the nation, especially time before 9/11. People are somewhat morose. We need to discuss it, and we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. What was Tropical Storm Lee has translated to fire and rain. In Texas, wind from the storm has died down, but not before it fueled more than 50 wildfires, including one in Bastrop, east of Austin, that has burned down nearly 500 homes.
What we're trying to do now is figure out how to get ahead of this fire in order to try to bring it under some degree of containment.
Mike Ferris of the U.S. Forest Service. What's left of the storm brought flash floods to the deep south yesterday.
It sounded more like a long thunder, and then it was over.
He lives near Atlanta, where there were reports of tornadoes. The storm is moving up the eastern seaboard. Heavy rain forecast from the Tennessee River Valley to southern New York. Friday's declines resume from the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow is down 211 points. Notably, Bank of America has dropped about 4% and is the most heavily traded of the Dow 30. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on your first purchase of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's a great way to turn those fall plans into finished projects. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 7th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with any other credit offer or discount. See store for details.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR 1460, currently 70 degrees. We're looking at 103 today. Triple-digit figures, 834 here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time, get a haircut there. You know, you walk in, great conversation, discounts for veterans, great magazines, you know, National Geographic and Coronado and, you know, Cabela's and all those kind of things, and the TV sets on sports shows and all that. And it's Man's Last Stronghold. They also support many of our community events. They're great people, and they're great people to talk to. They're great people to do business with. That Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
National Suicide Prevention Week is September 4th through the 10th. And this morning we have Katie Cassidy and, of course, her brother Joe Selman, who's, a former Marine. You never say ex. I know that. I learned that well. Served, what, 7 years?
7 years. Yeah.
7 years. And they're here to this morning, if you're just tuning in, to talk about signs and signals. And I know some of you that may be listening, it might be so uncomfortable that you'll just, I can't listen. But, you know, it's not, this is about prevention, and it also is about the people who have been the survivors and the ripple down effect and how you can get help. It's such a subject that, you know, like you said, it's kind of one of the last taboos.
Right.
And one of the things we talked about during the break was children.
Yeah.
And that we have raised a generation since 9/11, 10 years, in fact, Sunday, that have never been without war. They have had economic downturns in their lives, recession, whatever you call it, and been under a tremendous amount of stress that we didn't have. Katie?
Yeah, just listening to the things that my kids talk about and the things that worry them and stress them out. Those are adult worries and stressors.
Like, for instance?
Oh, kids talking amongst themselves about losing homes. Where are we going to go if we lose our house? Worried about jobs. There's a lot of unemployed parents that are looking for work and have been looking for work for a long time. Kids who are worried about, school stuff or bullying or just things they hear on the news, you know, economics, money, finance, hungry people in our communities that they know, kids who go to school without their lunches. These aren't things that I worried about when I was a kid. And I don't think that, the kids need to worry about that, but they are.
Well, they're surrounded by it. And so what do we do? What do we do to try to lessen the... are you seeing things that when kids, they get so much stress on them, at some point, by the time they're 14 or 15, they're thinking about ending it?
Yeah. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among our young people, ages 10 on up. Yes.
10?
10.
Do we have any instances of that in Shasta County?
I don't believe we do at this point in time, but we definitely have statistics of younger kids.
Wow.
Very unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. What can we do? And we've talked about signs. And, of course, a kid, you know, having a teenager or something like that, it's going to be tougher. But there's things that we can do to prevent this when we see it.
Yeah, I would say that use your intuition. You know, we can't measure intuition, so we don't generally list it on our list of warning signs, but if your intuition is speaking to you saying, I'm worried about somebody, it's okay to ask. You know, it's like maybe you're struggling with homework or maybe you're struggling with friendship or social life, but check in.
If you're worried about a child, maybe make sure that they don't have access to lethal means. Let's move the medications. Let's move alcohol. Let's make sure that the firearms really are stored appropriately.
If that's one thing that we can just talk about to people is, if you've got firearms in your house,
Be responsible.
Not only that, put the meds away.
Lock them up. Put locks on them. You can put little chain locks on them. You don't need a $1,000 safe to do that.
And we're talking about the medications, not just for our family members, for friends visiting. You've heard of numerous times of somebody coming to visit and saying, "Can I use the restroom?" And it could be a kid, it could be a neighbor, it could be somebody across the street, somebody that you think you know, and they're cruising in your medicine cabinet.
Right. You need to be safe. Be responsible.
Right. Put it in your drawer or something. So, anyway, so I know you're bubbling with something to say. You've got something on the tip of your tongue there.
Again, you know, it's this, talking about it, putting the subject on the table. If it's talked about it, now there's no shame in those dirty little secrets, right? Like you said, put your medicine somewhere. Just put it in the little dirty little secret drawer, right? But get it out there. Get.
You have one of those, too, huh?
I have one of those, too.
We all have guns.
How about guilty little secrets? How about that?
In your garter belt drawer. Okay, go ahead.
But the discussion, the fact that it's on the table. If you're on the if you're listening and you have just an inclination, have a conversation with somebody over lunch today. And now we're talking about different ripples. Because now we're talking about we're not talking about harmful ripples. We're getting the conversation out there. So other people can all of a sudden not have the fear of that same taboo that, all right, suicide prevention talk hurts nobody.
Well, you know, the thing what you're talking about, too, is that now that you're thinking about it, what about that friend of yours or that family member? You're looking at them, and you know what? They've been kind of, you know, they've been really depressed, and they've been acting kind of strangely. Maybe I need to go say to them. And you need to ask them. That was one of the things that we were taught. You asking somebody, are you thinking about killing yourself, is a huge thing, because that right there confronts them with it, and they've got to answer.
Are you crazy? Of course not.
Of course
not.
But
even if the thought was there, now you've derailed the thought train.
That's right. And and maybe you'll get them to say something, but the other thing is that you've confronted them with it. Even if, you know, at least they're at, you know, now they're thinking.
What about the case where somebody knows somebody who has taken their life, and they say there was absolutely no sign?
I think that when we are working with somebody who's a survivor of suicide or interacting with them, be conscious that they've got a very complicated grief. They might be angry. They might be just confused. They might be...
Survivor's guilt. What could I have done different?
There's that. And then maybe they haven't allowed themselves to look back yet. Maybe they're still just reeling from the loss that's so sudden and so unexpected that you just can't see it at that point. Additionally, there's, you know, some of these behavior things happen over time. It's not necessarily an immediate switch. So, you know, we've all got our own stuff going on. We've all got our own trials. We've all got our own battles that we're fighting. And so to be aware of somebody else to that degree is challenging. But if you look at somebody, a friend, a coworker, a family member, and you wonder in your mind, I wonder if they're thinking about suicide. Odds are pretty good that they are. And you're not going to put the idea in anybody's head by saying, are you considering suicide? Are you thinking about ending your life?
You're not going to put the thought in
your mind. We've all heard the word suicide before today. We all know what it means.
Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, you know, we do have calls. We have comments in the chat room. It's time to ask questions, you guys. We have about 15 minutes left in the program, and we want to make sure that your questions are heard. It may be a time for a breakthrough, KCNR 1460.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Fight fans, get ready for this star power showdown. Watch the much talked about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head to head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing
down the house as he is live in the mix with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460, currently 73 degrees, 8:46 in the morning. Oh, thanks so much, Chat Pack, for your questions. And let's go to the phones. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I'm really glad you're doing this subject. My brother's name was Private First Class Benny Porter, United States Marine Corps, and he was stationed at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and he was bipolar, and he ended up committing suicide. So this really hits close because, you know, whether you've been in combat or you're just dealing with a chemical imbalance, you know, we tried everything we could. And in the end, he wasn't even telling us the truth, so we didn't know what was going on. And then next thing we know, his body was found 3 months after the fact. So I'm really glad that you're bringing this subject up.
You know, thanks, Jay. You know, and we're sorry for your loss. I mean, whenever it was that... And when they're lying to you and you don't see your family, you can't really tell, and you can't just reach out and touch them a lot of times. That's why one of the reasons I'm glad that, you know, that Katie gave us a call on this, so we could talk about this, and this won't be the last time, because this is something that's too important just to let go.
And we so much appreciate your honesty with your forthcoming of your call, Jay.
Well, I mean, he was only not even 21. I mean, that was 10 years ago now. Well, actually, a little less than 10 years. It was the January after 9/11. And he was so amped to go to Afghanistan and wanted to fight for his country. And his mental illness just took him out, just like cancer would take out somebody else. So I'm just glad that they're bringing this up because, you know, the amount of pain that comes with this, not just from the people who are suffering, but from the family members who have to live afterwards, is substantial. So if you could just save one person, it is so worth it.
Well, that's maybe, you know, if we could save one person, then all of this is worth it.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you, Semper Fi.
Let's talk about the classes that you've got coming up, because this culminates to an event that you're doing free to the public on Thursday.
All right, we have a training called a Question, Persuade, Refer training, or QPR. It's a free training. You can come and learn more about the warning signs of suicide and sort of how to ask somebody. It's from the QPR Institute. They bill it sort of as CPR for your psyche.
Okay. And how do we get there?
It's at the Reading Library, 2:30 on Thursday. We'll be in the community rooms downstairs. So you go through the first set of doors and off to the left, and you'll find us over there.
Okay. Do you have to register beforehand?
It's a good idea. You can call me at work. It's 229-8426.
Or you can, though. You can still just come to the library.
If you need to just show up, you're more than welcome.
2:30 on Thursday. You know, we were talking at the break about some kind of slogan that they have in Colorado, and I think it's really a kind of a neat encapsulates what we're talking about, as far as if men have a problem asking for, a lot of people, women don't as much, but just men, if men have a problem asking for directions on how to get someplace, imagine, fill in the blanks.
Imagine how hard it is for them to ask for help with their mental health. Isn't that brilliant? Somebody totally gets how hard it is to ask for help. And somebody knows men pretty well.
Well, you know. Well,
I think
you know,
and
Joe said it earlier, is that we're trained to go to perform a certain mission, and everything else falls by the wayside. And you know, and you take care of it, but see, the last part of that is you take care of your men. In this case, in men and women, you take care of your men and women too that are in your command. You take care of your buddy. You know, you watch his back. You help. You know, like you get ready before you go. So, it's just got to be extended out past the battle. It's got to be extended to, you know what, when we're back, we're also watching our buddies' backs.
And, you know, I think as we're talking this morning, human beings, we're not all made the same. We're not cookie cutters. So there could be two people or four people or six people that are raised within the same family in the same house. Why is it that one can handle the suck it up and the other one is just the person that has more of an issue with that? And you guys are siblings. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
you've
absolutely.
Got your strengths. He has his strengths. So I think there's probably a lot in the educational process of what's happening on these in these classes that you're going to be teaching Thursday at 2:30 at the Reading Library about looking within, or, again, how are you helping somebody within the external part of your family and your neighbors?
Right. This, we say that it's your permission slip to be a neighbor. You know, so many times we don't want to make somebody mad, or we don't want to get in somebody's business. But, you know, we sometimes forget what it is to be kind or to offer a hand when somebody's in need. So this is your permission slip. Come learn how to be a neighbor. Come learn how to be a friend.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here and come back in our last segment. It's Carl and about our guest, Katie Cassidy, from the Health and Human Services Agency here in Shasta County, and Joe Selman, brother, United States Marine Corps graduate.
And survivor.
And survivors here. Okay, we're talking suicide prevention. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
That's a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront, helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460
well,
AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:55 in the morning, September the 6th. Okay, tomorrow, Gary Tad's going to be on talking about what happened at the city council meeting. And, in fact, the Reading City Council is meeting tonight at 6 p.m. in the council chambers. The Anderson City Hall Council, or Anderson City Council, is meeting at Anderson City Hall at 7 p.m. In the city of Shasta Lake, City Council is meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday up on Median Avenue. It's a big thing about tax sharing, plus a number of other things that are going on. Other guests tomorrow will include Candace Vaughn talking about the 9/11 ceremony on Sunday, and Monty Height talking about DUIing.
Wow, there's a lot of DUIing going on right now, I guess, over the weekend. Boy, we're staggering numbers, so let's talk about that tomorrow.
That's right.
Join us here. And I'm sure we'll have some fun in ticket giveaways as well. Yeah. Now, our guests today have been Katie Cassidy and Joe Selman. We've been talking about Katie's from the Health and Human Service. It is the week. It's the National Suicide Prevention Week. Katie, tell us what's happening this week. Prevention Hotline. Get the information out here with our last few minutes.
All right. Just a reminder, QPR on Thursday at 2:30 at the library. We also have some very special artists who have participated in Art Hop. You can come see their artwork at Eddie's Grill on Saturday. Eddie's Grill down on the end of Market Street there.
You know where Eddie's Grill is.
Eddie's Grill. Yeah. I heard it's fabulous.
So there's going to be some artwork. That's part of the Art Hop.
Yes, part of Art Hop.
And that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and okay, so Thursday's the 2:30 class that's free to the public at the Reading Library. We brought that up a few times. Prevention Hotline.
Prevention Hotline. 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. If you're veterans, you can press 1 and have your own set of services. Their website is also phenomenal.
And if you've got the VA clinic here, all you have to do is walk down there or give them a call.
Get involved.
Get involved. Tell them that there's something going on here. I know there's many, many psychologists here in town that are working with veterans. But it's not just veterans. Again, we're talking about children that have been raised and they've known nothing but war in the sense from 9/11, even though it hasn't touched this country directly.
They're also our next generation of veterans.
Yeah.
We're talking about it now. What can we do to make sure that the next war we fight or the next time we're involved in something, that generation has the same thing, just like the veterans from Vietnam. They gave us a better homecoming. What can we do to them to make sure that theirs is that much better, that they don't have the same struggles, that the discussion moves down the road? So we're not just talking about prevention. Now we're talking about growth.
That's right. Let's talk about the tools that they're going to have when they face the next combat situation.
Let's talk about, too, perhaps the depression that could happen from our elders that thought that things were going to be a certain way, and with the economic situation that so many people have invested in 401ks, property values, so on. There's a deep depression. It's like, why do I want to be here anymore? What are the signs for that?
Warning signs are pretty much the same across the lifespan. You know, sudden changes in behavior, talking about suicide, anything that might make you think that they might be experiencing depression. Suicide touches all age groups throughout the lifespan. It's prevalent.
I can see the seniors because what they'd had planned, it's all gone. In many cases, you know, a lot of it was taken with the stock market and all that coming back. But still, yeah, and then the part, though, that's had the hugest impact or the biggest impact on me, Katie, has been the children.
And there is
thinking
hope
about that.
And healing.
But there is hope and healing. And we just have to be aware.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why going to these classes on Thursday on suicide prevention training, just to recognize the signs, what can I do? It's going to be, again, 2:30 at the library. Give a call down to Katie at 229-8426 to register, but you can still come down here and
please
see
come.
It.
Please come.
And you can read the book, Will's Choice, which, of course, is on A-News Cafe. And thanks, Donnie Greenberg. Shout out to you for, and all of the people with A-News Cafe, to really make this happen. It's a book you can read, and you can sign on and find out, you know, talk about what you think about the book and your thoughts. So it's another way to be interactive with your experiences as well. And we appreciate all you chat packers for being with us today on the KCNR chat room, and especially the phone calls that we received today. Yep. Thank you so much. And you, thank you, Katie, for coming and wanting to be part of this. And it's just really wonderful information.
Well, thanks for having us. Thanks for making it a priority for our community.
And Joe, thanks a lot for coming on. And Semper Fidelis there.
Semper Fi, thank you very much.
Like I said, tomorrow we're going to be having, we're going to have Gary Cadd on. We're going to have Monty Hyde. We're going to have Candace Bond. We're going to be talking about a number of different things that are affecting our community still.
And how you can plan your 9/11 day.
That's right. We've got a lot of things going on
for
9/11. That's for sure. And we've got, you know, including a big concert on Friday night where we honor veterans there. Also, along with the Shasta County Family Justice Center.
Again, we're going to be giving tickets away tomorrow, some more for Jan Daly.